After such great ni'mas, if a person does not remember Allah, then what a big action of ungratefulness. What a great ni'mah, treasures Allah Ta'ala has given to us today. And a person cannot imagine the treasures that Allah has given. Every kalima, if you look up the benefits of each kalima, then you would formulate complete books that how much reward Allah Ta'ala has given for these kalimat. And how much Allah Ta'ala gives maqams and status due to these kalimat. How much with peace and satisfaction and with love and with humility Allah Ta'ala gave us all the ability to do this in the gathering assembled together and to recite these kalimat. I have full hope, alhamdulillah, that due to reciting these kalimat, and we were occupied in recitation, in nobody's heart was there a thought of dunya, in nobody's heart was there any pretense, in nobody's heart was there any pride, only and solely with humility in the court of Allah, and we were requesting and pleading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these ni'mas, these treasures. This is the real treasure and gift of Allah. That houses, shops, and all of these things in the dunya, they are temporary. All the kalimat that we've recited, they are baqiyat. They are everlasting. They have combined together, collated together. And they're such kalimat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these verses, kalimat, that they float beneath the arsh, the throne of Allah. And these kalimat, no sin can annul them or eliminate them. On the day of judgment, these kalimat, they will give you forgiveness and they will be testifying and bearing witness. Such moments Allah gives us. So these ni'mas, Allah Ta'ala says that I give to you these treasures. You just have to do one action, that keep doing my dhikr. Be grateful. The greatest method of expressing gratitude is dhikr of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has explained to us this method. So we can attain Allah's ni'mas, but we run away from dhikr. And this is where Allah Ta'ala says that a person does not succeed. So these people who are grateful, there are very few people who are grateful to me, Allah says. Very few people express gratitude. Only those people are grateful who do the dhikr of Allah. Remember this. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ Allah Ta'ala said, this is the method to be grateful to me. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the best method for being grateful is inside your heart. Inside your heart, to remember Allah in the heart. We do not remember. When the person's heart becomes alive, then automatically it's remembering Allah. We don't need to do anything. How are we going to remember Allah? It's the heart that remembers Allah when it is alive. We occupied in our work, occupation, we go to our shops, to the bazaar, to the marketplaces, to the dunya. But the heart of the individual is not lazy. When your heart becomes dhakir, then it will never be ghafil, ignorant, asleep. It becomes alive. It is alive. Ghafil is the body of the human being. Ghafil, lazy is the body. So make your heart used to doing dhikr. Make your heart used to doing dhikr. All year life long, and all year long, the Sufis, they worked hard on this action. This is the real effort, that the heart becomes alive. This is the real genuine effort. Remember this point. Always, always after dhikr, when we see that the rest of the day, always think this, that my heart is remembering Allah. Then the person is the dhakir. What's this, that you leave the masjid and then you forget Allah? Then what is that dhakir? How can he be a person who remembers Allah? So remember this point, when you spend the day, then always keep focused on your heart, as if your heart, my heart is remembering Allah. That's it. And then the heart will continue to move and it will remind you. It will remind you that keep focus on me, remembering Allah, don't forget Allah. So this heart that Allah has given to us to make it alive, the best method is muraqabah. Muraqabah. And from this a person gets used to doing the dhikr of Allah through muraqabah. So the method to do that is this, that the individual sits and he does muraqabah, meditation, and muraqabah is dhikr, remembrance of Allah. This is such a method, subhanallah, of doing dhikr, that you use the heart, you use the tongue, and you use your mind. All of these three things you have to utilize. With the heart, you think with your mind, with your brain, and you go towards the heart, and with the heart you say Allah. This is the practice you need to do. And in this, if thoughts come, and thinking and other factors. Don't worry about them. You're doing dhikr, alhamdulillah. This will continue, increase, intensify. This dhikr increases, it gets stronger. It will never reduce, inshallah. It will increase, multiply. Do not lose hope ever. Whoever Allah Ta'ala sat down in dhikr, his remembrance, subhanAllah, then his end will also be dhikrullah, that person. So this is the tariqah, the method to do this. And the greatest method is to learn this from a sheikh, a teacher. Learn the tariqah of doing this dhikr and then keep doing it continuously. Close your eyes. And you don't have to close your eyes. When the heart is alive, then you can do dhikr even with the eyes open. This is just where you do this in the beginning so that you don't get distracted left and right. You don't think about other things. The pious elders even say that if you have a cloth, you can, our pious elders and other colleagues, they put the cloth over their heads, they dim the lights, so they don't think and get distracted on other things. So they got full attention on Allah. These are means, resources, but the real dhikr is that you're remembering Allah in your heart. Inside your heart, the individual makes it a habit to do dhikrullah. So the tariqah for this is that we will empty the heart of all thoughts, full focus on the heart, attention on the heart, and we need to connect to Allah, establish the connection with Allah, and after that, inside the heart, with the tongue of the heart, Allah, 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 keep on calling out to Him. And for this, that all the asbaq, whatever lessons you have, do dhikr on those lessons, on those points.
Remembering subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the times. Keeping away all the thoughts from your mind and your heart. Completely give full attention to your heart. And heart attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep saying humbly, Allah, Allah, Allah. Bismillah.